March Madness continues tonight with a regional round in the men's NCAA tournament. The women's tournament resumes tomorrow night. By next Monday night, both Final Fours, men's and women's, will be set. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, is here for a reset. And Mike, remind us, let's start with the men. Sweet 16, not so sweet for Villanova and Duke, both eliminated. But which teams do you have your eyes on?
I would say that Gonzaga, which is a number one seed, and they're playing West Virginia. West Virginia is a very interesting and up-tempo style of play that could give Gonzaga fits. They've never made it to a Final Four, but by being a number one seed, you're being told that they are one of the best teams. I agree that they're one of the best teams, but winning is no easy bet. And then I would say, oh, let's pick another team, South Carolina, which has not been to a Sweet 16 ever. Let's see how far the Gamecocks can go. Their coach, Frank Martin, has brought teams this far with Kansas State. He's an intense, intense guy. He'll stare through you and it'll feel like you're singed. So that's another team I'm looking at.
Well, and are they propelled by the fact that nobody thought they were going to upset? Now here they are.
I think they were propelled by, yes, that's what they'll say. No one thought we could do it. But you know who else no one thought could do it? All the 16 seeds and 15 seeds who lost, right?
Yeah.
I think they were propelled by the fact that if you're going to pull an upset, what sometimes happens is the team attempting the upset, and there were a lot, like Rhode Island was up, for instance, late. They get a little tight and they find it hard to make shots. But against Duke, South Carolina poured it on in those moments. And that is a key to an upset. I find in these tournaments, if you're going to pull the upset, you're not going to make the last shot or come back with a minute left. You have to get the big lead, you know, a double digit lead if you can with a couple minutes. Hang on for dear life, and getting some offense in those moments helps. Yeah. That was South Carolina's formula to beat Duke.
Right. A women's tournament. Let's see. Oh, that team. Connecticut. Right. Huskies, 109 game winning streak. They won their first two tournament games, 116-55, 94-64. They play UCLA Saturday afternoon. This is so Groundhog Day. Can anyone beat them?
Well, I mean, you're just talking Huskies. What about Baylor, who had bigger margins of victories in their first game?
Right.
First two games, they beat Cal 86-46, so a 40-point margin of victory versus Connecticut's 30. And in the first game, they set a record. Didn't make for that exciting basketball when they beat Texas Southern 119-30. That said, I think maybe 109 will be 110 UConn presumably beats UCLA today. That's the number to look at, that winning streak.
It's great play. But finally, Mike, there's this.
Pitch from Robertson's grounded to third base. Arenado's got it. And the U.S. has a WBC title.
In case you missed it, the game and what he said, Team USA wins its first ever World Baseball Classic title last night in L.A., beating Puerto Rico, 8-0 shutout in the championship game. But I just feel, other than our own Alex Ashlock, who's just been so, you know, pouring over this championship, not a lot of people caught this.
Well, if we knew that the United States was going to win, we might have. I mean, now that the United States won, the World Baseball Classic is an important deal. No, it was a fun tournament, and the players really cared. And Marcus Stroman could have played for Puerto Rico. His mother's Puerto Rico. And in fact, 3 years ago, he said he was going to, but he decided to stick with the United States, maybe because he's a Blue Jay in his day job. So this is like his one chance to have a really good U.S. connection. And he was a great pitcher. Puerto Rico's a great team. They just crushed the entire field. But it shows the excitement you could get in a one-game playoff with the United States beating this Puerto Rican team.
And Team USA manager Jim Leland getting to come back from retirement, which is nice, to quote Bill Murray. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast at justatslate.com. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.